In the dead of night, a group of researchers went deep inside a remote canyon in northern New Mexico. Their flashlights flickered against jagged walls as they descended into the earth. Their guide, a local rancher, had stumbled upon something strange while searching for missing cattle. A cave sealed off for centuries, maybe longer. But inside, what they found wasn't bones or fossils. It was art. Otherworldly, breathtaking art. They called it the Ancient Arrow Site, and what they uncovered has been whispered about ever since. Paintings so advanced they seemed almost alive, sculptures inscribed with an unrecognizable language, and chambers arranged in a precise pattern. A message, some believed, left for us by beings not of this world. And buried deep within these chambers? A story about humanity's distant future. A future where we've evolved beyond anything we can imagine, and a warning about what we must do to get there. The discovery raised questions that shook even the most skeptical minds. Who were the Wingmakers? Were they an ancient advanced civilization, beings from another galaxy, or, as the story suggests, humanity itself returned from the future to guide us toward a monumental awakening? But what if what they left behind wasn't just art or technology? What if it was a message, a blueprint, meant to unlock something buried deep within us? Something waiting to awaken? The answers might change everything you know. Let's find out. The story begins in 1998, but its roots might stretch back centuries or even millennia. That year, a mysterious website surfaced, claiming to expose the secrets of an excavation so classified that its very existence was denied at every level of government. The site described an underground labyrinth in a remote canyon, a place known only to select few as the Ancient Arrow Site. According to these accounts, it was the Advanced Contact Intelligence Organization, or the ACIO, that stumbled upon this enigmatic location. Think of the ACIO as the shadowiest of shadow organizations, their sole purpose to unravel the mysteries of advanced technology and extraterrestrial contact. But what they found inside the Ancient Arrow Site defied even their expertise. Deep within this hidden complex were 23 chambers, each meticulously carved into the rock like ancient cathedrals. Inside, they didn't just find artifacts. They found a treasure trove of stunning, otherworldly art, hauntingly beautiful music, and cryptic poetry that seemed to speak in riddles. Each chamber was like stepping into a living story, a cosmic puzzle waiting to be pieced together.
Hold on. Government scientists found a cave filled with intergalactic Pinterest boards and mixtapes?
Not quite. What made this site so extraordinary wasn't just the beauty of what was inside, it was the message behind it. You see, the creators of the Ancient Arrow Site weren't ordinary humans. At least, that's what they claimed. The Wingmakers, as they called themselves, described themselves as us, humanity, from 750 years in the future. Imagine this, a version of humanity so evolved, they'd transcended time and space, no longer bound by the physical constraints that define our lives. They didn't just leave behind artifacts, they left a message, one encoded into every piece of art, music, and poetry they created.
So, future humans decided to leave behind a cosmic care package? Sounds generous. What's the catch?
That's the thing, there's always a catch. The Wingmakers claimed their mission was to prepare humanity for a pivotal moment in our evolution. They called it the Grand Portal. Now imagine this, the Grand Portal isn't some physical doorway or stargate. It's a discovery, a scientific breakthrough that would prove beyond the shadow of a doubt the existence of the human soul. This discovery, according to the Wingmakers, would unite science, spirituality, and even consciousness in a way never before imagined. It would be the moment humanity realizes it's not just a collection of separate beings, but a single interconnected entity. A revelation so profound it could change the course of history. But here's where it gets even stranger. Encoded within the chambers were layers of information, mathematical sequences, hidden symbols, even encrypted data. Some claimed these codes contained the blueprint for unlocking the Grand Portal itself. Others believed they were warnings, messages meant to guide humanity through an inevitable crossroads. But what if the Wingmakers were right? What if their message wasn't just a glimpse into a distant future, but a challenge for us to wake up, to see past the boundaries of our reality, and realize our true potential? What they left behind wasn't just art and technology. It was a mirror reflecting the best and worst of humanity and daring us to rise above it.
And let me guess, this mirror doesn't come with instructions.
Nope, no instructions, just questions. Questions that push us to think about who we are, what we're capable of, and whether we're ready to embrace a future far greater than we've ever imagined. The Wingmakers weren't just creators, they were visionaries. Their work wasn't about aesthetics or technology. It was a spiritual roadmap. At the heart of their philosophy was personal sovereignty. This wasn't about control or dominance. It was about liberation. The idea that every individual holds immense power to shape their destiny and align with the universe's greater purpose. But they also believed this power wasn't just for personal gain. It's a path to something deeper. The realization that we're all interconnected, threads in a vast cosmic tapestry. They called this inner compass the Wholeness Navigator. It's not something external we need to find. It's a spark within us, waiting to be remembered. The Wingmakers believed that activating this compass required more than just knowledge. It needed transformation. Their art, music, and poetry weren't just expressions. They were tools carefully designed to resonate with the soul. Each brushstroke, each note, each word was meant to strip away the veils of distraction and fear, bringing us closer to the truth of who we are.
But if this Wholeness Navigator is in all of us, why do so many people never find it? Is it hidden, or are we just too distracted to notice?
The Wingmakers believed the problem wasn't its absence, but the noise of modern life that drowns it out, our fears, distractions, and conditioning. Their art was a way to cut through that noise, reminding us of our deeper connection to the universe. At the core of their vision was the Grand Portal, the ultimate awakening of humanity. This wasn't just about individual enlightenment. It was a moment that would unify science, spirituality, and consciousness. Imagine a discovery so profound it proves the existence of the soul, not as an abstract concept, but as a scientific reality. A moment where humanity finally realizes it's not just a collection of individuals, but a single interconnected being. But the Wingmakers warned us, the Grand Portal isn't inevitable. It's a choice, a leap we must make together. Without a shift in consciousness, even the greatest technological advancements could lead to our undoing.
So, they were less focused on the tools we create and more on how we use them. It's about evolving the mind, not just the machinery.
Exactly. The Wingmakers believed that the greatest challenges we face, conflict, division, and fear, aren't external. They're within us. And the solutions won't come from technology alone. They'll come from unity, compassion, and the realization that we're all part of something much greater than ourselves. Throughout history, every great leap forward has begun with a shift in consciousness. The Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the fight for human rights, they all started when people dared to see the world differently. The Wingmakers left us a challenge to rise above the noise, to awaken to the truth of who we are, and to create a future where humanity fulfills its greatest potential. The question is, are we ready to listen? Here's where the story takes a sharp turn into the unknown. The Ancient Arrow Project wasn't just about art and philosophy. It hinted at something far more extraordinary: advanced technology, time travel, and even extraterrestrial contact. According to the Wingmakers, the ACIO, the shadowy organization supposedly studying the site, had uncovered alien technology that was light years ahead of anything we could dream of. We're talking devices that could manipulate time and space, tools to peer into other dimensions, and systems capable of rewriting history itself. At the heart of these claims was something called BST, Blank Slate Technology. Imagine this, a way to travel back in time, not just to observe, but to alter events in the past, shaping a new version of the present. It's the ultimate reset button, a concept that feels ripped straight from a Hollywood blockbuster. But here's the catch. The Wingmakers didn't just reveal this tech, they warned against it. They believed that tampering with time, changing events without understanding their broader impact, could unravel the fabric of reality itself. According to their philosophy, BST wasn't a solution, it was a temptation, a shortcut that humanity might not be ready to wield responsibly. But the story doesn't stop there. The Wingmakers claimed they weren't just observers. They hinted at being directly involved in humanity's evolution, subtly guiding us toward a future where we could understand and integrate the technology they left behind. And then there's the extraterrestrial connection. The Wingmakers describe their origins as not entirely of this earth, implying that their evolution into higher consciousness allowed them to transcend our limited understanding of life and space. They were us, but also more than us. Humans who had unlocked the secrets of existence, evolving into something we might barely recognize.
Okay, Ralph, but let me ask you this. If they had all this knowledge, this advanced tech and wisdom, why not just hand us the answers? Why the cryptic artwork and hidden puzzles?
That's a good question, Wendell. The Wingmakers believed humanity had to earn its awakening. They didn't want to impose knowledge. They wanted to inspire discovery. Think of it this way. If you hand someone the answers, they might memorize them. But if they uncover the truth themselves, they truly understand it. Their artifacts weren't just gifts. They were challenges. Clues that required us to grow, not just technologically, but spiritually. To them, the Grand Portal wasn't just a destination. It was a journey that would test humanity's readiness to embrace its true potential. But here's where things get murky. Were the Wingmakers' claims about time travel and alien tech true? Or were they part of an elaborate allegory designed to spark philosophical reflection? Even skeptics admit the complexity of the narrative raises questions. If this was all fiction, why embed it with such intricate layers of symbolism and meaning? And let's not forget the ACIO. If such an organization truly existed, hidden away from public scrutiny, what else might they know? What other discoveries might they be keeping from us? Every piece of the Wingmaker story feels like it's balancing on the edge of possibility, blurring the line between science fiction and something more profound.
So, we're left with a paradox. The more outlandish it sounds, the harder it is to dismiss outright. If even a fraction of it is true, it changes everything we think we know about ourselves and our place in the universe.
Exactly. Whether it's pure fiction, partial truth, or something entirely beyond our understanding, the Wingmakers leave us with a question we can't ignore. What if? What if the answers to our greatest mysteries aren't out there, waiting to be discovered, but already within us, waiting to be remembered? When the Wingmakers website first surfaced in 1998, it didn't cause a ripple. It sent shockwaves through the New Age and online communities. Here was a site offering a mysterious blend of stunning art, mesmerizing music, and profound philosophy. It wasn't just content, it was an experience, a rabbit hole that many were eager to dive into. People couldn't get enough of it. Online forums buzzed with theories, debates, and interpretations. Some claimed the materials were a message from higher beings. Others saw it as coded warning for humanity. And then, of course, there were those who believed the Wingmakers were part of a government psyop designed to distract or mislead the public. But as quickly as the fascination grew, so did the scrutiny. It didn't take long for skeptics to trace the origins of the Wingmakers back to one man, James Mahu, the creative force behind the materials. Mahu described his work as multidimensional, blending storytelling, art, and music to spark higher consciousness. To some, this was the smoking gun, proof that the Wingmakers weren't real, just a clever and elaborate artistic project. For others, Mahu's involvement didn't diminish the story's impact. In fact, it raised an important question. Does a message lose its value if it's born from imagination rather than reality?
But Ralph, isn't that kind of the point? If the ideas resonate, if they inspire people to think beyond their daily grind, does it matter if it's all just make-believe?
That's the million-dollar question, Wendell, and it's one that doesn't have an easy answer. Think about it. Some of the most impactful stories in history are fictional. They're myths, parables, and allegories designed to convey truths that go beyond literal facts. Take the Bible, for instance. Many of its stories, like Adam and Eve, the flood of Noah, or the parables of Jesus, are seen by scholars as symbolic rather than historical. Yet their influence on morality, culture, and human understanding is undeniable. Even modern works like George Orwell's 1984 or Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings offer insights into power, human nature, and the struggle between good and evil. These stories resonate because they reflect universal truths, regardless of whether they happen in a literal sense. The same might be true for the Wingmakers. Whether their story is fact or fiction, it challenges us to think deeper about our own potential and the mysteries of existence. And maybe that's what really matters. How these stories push us to see the world and ourselves in a different light. Take the Wingmakers' emphasis on personal sovereignty and the interconnectedness of humanity. These ideas aren't tied to whether the artifacts are real. They're universal concepts that challenge us to think differently about ourselves and our place in the cosmos. Interestingly, the controversy didn't just revolve around the authenticity of the story. It also highlighted the power of art to influence culture. The Wingmakers' music, for instance, was said to evoke a sense of transcendence, tapping into emotions and states of mind that words couldn't fully express. Their visual art was equally compelling, with imagery that seemed to echo ancient symbols while also feeling futuristic, as if it belonged to a timeline we hadn't yet reached. And then there were the writings, which wove together philosophy, science, and spirituality in a way that felt almost timeless. Whether people believed in the literal existence of the Wingmakers or not, many found themselves changed by the experience. It was as if the materials acted as a mirror, reflecting the viewer's own potential and inviting them to explore it further.
So, even if James Mahu made it all up, it still begs the question. Why do so many feel a connection to something that's supposedly fiction? Could it be that the truth isn't just out there, but also within us?
And maybe that's the real genius of the Wingmakers. By presenting their ideas in such a compelling way, they blur the lines between reality and imagination, forcing us to confront the deeper truths they represent. Whether you see it as an elaborate hoax or a modern-day myth, the Wingmakers challenge us to think bigger, to imagine what humanity could achieve if we embrace unity, creativity, and a sense of purpose. And isn't that what all great stories are supposed to do? Inspire us to reach for something greater. But is this all real? That's the question that keeps skeptics and believers debating even today. Let's break it down into three main theories. Number one, a genuine message. Some believe the Wingmakers' materials are exactly what they claim, a transmission from future humans designed to activate higher consciousness and lead us to the Grand Portal. Number two, an elaborate hoax. Skeptics argue it's an intricate art project, the work of James Mahu, crafted to provoke thought and conversation, but with no basis in reality. And finally, number three, a modern mythology. Others take the middle ground, seeing the Wingmakers as a deliberately crafted myth, a new kind of story designed to explore humanity's potential and connection to the universe.
So, if it's a myth, does that make it less valuable? Myths shaped entire civilizations. Why should this one be different?
Exactly. Myths aren't about literal truth. They're about universal truths. The Wingmakers ask us to imagine what humanity could become if we embrace unity, creativity, and purpose. But let's look at the evidence. Believers point to the profound emotional impact of the Wingmakers' art and music. Many describe feeling a shift, a connection to something greater, as if the materials were designed to unlock dormant parts of their consciences. Could this be proof of a higher intelligence? Or is it the same transformative power that great art has always had? Skeptics see it differently. The fact that all roads lead back to James Mahu raises questions. If there's no verifiable record of the Ancient Arrow Project, the ACIO, or any artifacts, how can we take the story at face value? For them, it's a masterful hoax, one that uses creativity to blur the line between fiction and reality. But here's where it gets interesting. Myths, whether ancient or modern, often hold truths that transcend fact. The Bible, for instance, isn't always read as history, but its stories continue to shape morality and culture. Greek myths, like the tale of Icarus, warn us about ambition and hubris. Even modern fiction, like Orwell's 1984, reflects real fears and insights about human nature. The same might be true for the Wingmakers. Whether they're fact or fiction, their story invites us to ask big questions. What lies beyond what we see? Could we prove the existence of the soul? And most importantly, what would humanity look like if we reached our full potential? So, are the Wingmakers real? Maybe the better question is, does it matter? In the end, the Wingmakers leave us with more questions than answers. And maybe that's the point. Whether they're a glimpse of our future or just a well-crafted story, they ask us to dream bigger, think deeper, and imagine a world where humanity's potential is fully realized. As we close the book on the Wingmakers, at least for now, what's left is a challenge. What will we do with the ideas they've placed before us? Will we embrace our creative potential? Will we strive for unity in a divided world? Or will we dismiss these questions entirely, content to stay within the limits of what we already know? Thank you so much for spending time with me today. My name is Ralph, that's Wendell, and this has been Divergent History. If you enjoyed this journey into the mysteries of the Wingmakers, please like, share, and subscribe. Hit all the buttons. It really does help our small channel grow and reach new curious minds like yours. Until next time, thank you for exploring with me. Your curiosity means the world, and you are truly appreciated. See you soon.